everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester and today kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood Tito. Walang iba kundi si Tito Paolo.
Yes, hello to all the memory keepers and the future subscribers. We're back at it once again. And today is another musician. We have another busker.
Tuloy-tuloy tayo sa mga music, Tito Pao.
Oh, nga, parang December is unofficially, we didn't plan it. It became music month. And at least we're very blessed to have one guest after another that's very musically inclined. Ikaw ba, Lester, musically inclined ka?
Pag sa CR.
Ano ibig sabihin nun? I don't even... please, English, please, our
yes,
guest.
Yes,
you know, English, we have to speak English, in English. What does that mean? Well, what's CR? Why do you call it CR?
What do you call it ba?
A bathroom.
Bathroom.
Oh, why is it a CR?
Because they say that it is comforting in the room. So it's comfort room.
It's comforting in the room.
Yes.
Okay. Before you rant out of control,
yes.
Let's introduce our guest first.
Yes.
Our guest we met at the first Buskers Night. Also in the very recent Buskers Night that we just attended. And one of the very talented musicians that we saw on the performing. Oh, hindi ka na naman tumitingin. Ibabato ko sa'yo ito eh. Di ba nakita mo ba siya, Lester? Sorry,
yes.
I'll have to get him in the conversation by speaking Tagalog. Di ba nakita mo, Lester?
Of course, nakita ko siya. He's the one who's playing the guitar.
Lahat naman sila nag-guitar at that time.
De, pero yung siguro yung if our memory keepers nakita nila yung Buskers Night video natin or
yes.
yung vlog natin.
Oh,
siya yung parang nasa middle part ng video.
Middle part ng video. Yeah. All right. So today across the table, we have Chris Santa Romana. Hi.
Hi, my name is Chris Santaromana. You can follow me on Instagram at chris_romana_, on Facebook at Chris Santaromana, and Twitter at Chris Santaromana as well.
All right. So that was Facebook, Instagram, and
Twitter.
Chris, would you... Sorry.
Have a Spotify. It's just Chris Santaromana as well.
Thanks. Okay. So there's Spotify, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, and Facebook. Okay,
correct.
Don't worry, memory keepers. We'll include all those links in the description box below so you can follow him later. But before we get started in getting to know Chris, getting this conversation going, I think Chris would like to render a cover or is this an original?
This is my latest single, Constellations. It's an original song.
Wow. Oh, I heard this. I didn't know it was an original. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Memory keepers. I've already heard this, but it's very good. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
All
anytime
right.
You're ready.
Reminisce about lost love. if we're honest, when push comes to shove, I forgive it all for you, my love. You gave me a reason, you gave me hope, you gave me a way to finally cope, fight the demons far behind. I found I've never felt so damn alive. I found reason, I found you. You found a way to pull me through, fight the demons far behind. I found myself in your eyes. I can feel that my life on the run, and all these things I've done was just some part-time fun. Cause I feel that you could be the one. And our time under the sun and stars has just begun. Yeah. When I look up into this deep dark blue, I wonder if you trace the stars with your fingers too. All the cliches have never been so true. With these constellations, I will always think of you.
Wow, ang galing.
Inaantay kita eh. Because I don't want to be the one to ruin the momentum eh. But that was good. That was good. I think... Okay, coming from a non-musician, but more than the arrangement and how it sounds, I love the lyrics. You wrote the lyrics on that?
Thank you so much, yeah. And then I worked on the production with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what's your process for writing down lyrics?
For writing? Usually I start with the music. Mm-hmm. So I make like the beat or just sort of the skeleton of the song.
Yeah.
And then I just record myself singing random melodies.
Uh-huh.
So it all just comes from the music. And inspires me to write afterwards.
Okay. Have you always been writing? Is this always something that you've been very into?
Yeah, I started writing songs middle school, actually. And it was also for a girl.
It's really the best. It's really the best inspiration. Do you find yourself writing better when you're emotional or going through something?
Yeah, usually if you're... if you're happy, the songs are kind of cheesy, but otherwise, if you're going through something, it helps to just write it out, and just it's therapeutic, actually.
Yeah. Why the title? The title is Constellations, right?
Yeah, Constellations. That's correct.
Why is that the title that you chose for the song?
So it's about when you just look up at the stars and mm-hmm. you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your love interest.
Yeah.
And then just... from then on, every time you look at the stars, having that remind you of that person.
What's the first love? Is it writing or is it playing the guitar?
Definitely playing the guitar. I started out listening to John Mayer a lot, so he's my biggest influence.
Oh, you get, I'm such a tito. Are you familiar with the term tito?
Yeah, tito
is uncle.
Tita, yeah,
right. I'm such a tito. John Mayer is somewhat new school to me. So, but for you guys, he's already a very established musician. So, any favorite songs from John Mayer?
I mean, his new stuff is good. Like New Light is mainstream stuff, but I really like his unreleased songs. They're also pretty good. Like Taking on Water. But yeah, Edge of Desire is a song that I like. It's from Battle Studies, which is another one of his albums.
Okay. Yeah. So John Mayer is really bad on your... For the athletic people, it's your Michael Jordan. Is it something similar to that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know any musicians that don't like John Mayer, actually.
That's cool. And now that I just listened to Constellations, I can somewhat... I'm not saying all of it, but... can somewhat sense the influence on that.
That's cool. Yeah, thanks so much.
So Chris, you were saying that your first love is still playing the guitar.
Yes.
Second was writing, right? What age did you start again playing the guitar? Middle school was
middle school, and I was around, how old was I then? Maybe 13. Yeah.
So the inclination was really towards music first rather than anything else, writing, playing sports, getting into theater.
Well, actually, I was really into like football, soccer.
before. Okay.
And then I got interested in songwriting and guitar after I heard one of my friends playing guitar. And I was like, what is that? I need to find out how to make that sound.
How long did it take before you felt like, oh, okay, I think I can do this?
Well, in terms of professionally, I just started maybe like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
But before that, I was playing like open mics.
Yeah.
When I went to college or
yeah,
just like school gigs, that kind of thing. Yeah.
All right.
At my own school, yeah.
So you just kept practicing at home. Kept trying it out. Chris, I'm noticing right now, parang you don't know how to speak Tagalog. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm still learning.
But you understand.
I can understand, yeah.
We'll test it out. We'll test it out with Lester. Lester, is there anything that you want to ask, especially with this content? This looks amazing. What is this? Is there anything you want to ask Chris? It has to be in Tagalog. So we'll see if he really understands it.
Chris, ano?
Sorry for the nosebleed.
Ano itong pinapanood natin ngayon sa ating screen?
Okay, so this is my Constellations lyric video. It was shot in Shanghai.
Oh, there's a video. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, mamaya ako na itutuloy yung pagtatanong mo, iho. Gusto ko muna, can we watch it for
yeah,
a bit?
Sure.
Please, so we can also promote it. But if they want to see this, it has to be on Facebook.
Yes, it's on Facebook, but I also put on my YouTube channel. I only have two YouTube videos.
Okay, I'm sorry. You gotta put this on pause first, Lester. There's a YouTube channel.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot to plug
that. No problem. Yeah, because we can, if there's anything we can help you with, it's more on the platform of YouTube. Sure. So on YouTube, okay, let's look it up. There you go. All right. So it's there. All right.
Music video.
Yeah. Okay, let's watch it. All memory keepers and future subscribers, you guys can already see that Chris has a YouTube channel. So please do subscribe and watch his lyric video. I think it's very much a startup. So there's two videos on there. Is that right?
They're both my singles this year.
Cool. And this was just uploaded
November 7. Wow.
Just this year?
Yeah, just this year. And the other video is Ink and Paper. I'll be playing that later.
Okay.
That's my first song.
There's also a lyric video on that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I shot that here. Constellations glitter in the sky.
Glowing stars up above paint the night.
This is like a one take video, but it took us a couple of times to get this right.
I'm sorry, this is where again you were saying Shanghai?
Shanghai, China. Yeah,
yeah, I've been there. It's nice. It's like BGC.
Yeah.
You're using a stabilizer?
What's it called? An Osmo?
An Osmo, yeah. And this is just a phone.
Yep, just an iPhone.
That's very cool because that's what we encourage everyone to do. Just start with your phone first. You don't have to buy an expensive camera.
Yeah.
Just for the content creators who want to start. I mean, look at the quality of this one. It's amazing.
The stabilizer really made a difference.
Yeah, yeah. But most especially the song. The audio definitely. Did you scout the location or?
We were walking around Shanghai, and I was just eyeing spots where we could possibly record.
Yeah,
and we chose this one because it starts off with the Shanghai skyline.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
For the memory keeper, Shanghai is still very much what do you call it? I'm not sure if you say an international community. A lot of people speak English, right?
Yeah.
Are you familiar? Do you speak the Mandarin?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So it's really more of English.
More English, yeah. English is actually my first language.
That's your first language. Yeah. It's also Lester's first language.
It's the third.
So Chris, as we were, sorry Lester, just let it play na lang. As you were saying, you're not that fluent in Tagalog.
Not yet.
Did you grow up here or where did you grow? Ano ba yan, Tito Paolo? Why am I stumbling on my own words? You grew up somewhere else.
Yes, I grew up in Beijing.
And then Beijing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I spent some time there. Actually, a long time there.
Yeah. How many years?
18 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. So you're very familiar with the place. You're, if we drop you off in Beijing, you'll survive.
I think I'll survive. Wow. It's a big place.
It's a big place. Yeah. It is the capital, right?
Capital of China.
All right. For us who are not so familiar with Beijing, how is it to live there?
It's nice. It's kind of like Manila in a way.
Okay.
It's very city-like.
Okay.
Depending on where you live.
So it's still very, very city-like in Beijing. It's parang I see Beijing now. It's progressed so far from how it was in the 80s.
Actually, yeah. If you drop me there, I probably won't recognize most of the things because everything has kind of changed.
Keeps but changing.
Yeah, improving really fast.
All right. So in Beijing, you were saying that that's where you grew up.
Yeah.
And then did you move anywhere else immediately after? Was it the Philippines?
Actually, after I moved to upstate New York.
All right. All the big cities you're putting on your list. All right.
Yeah.
You moved to New York.
For college. Actually.
For college. Where did you go to college?
Binghamton University.
All right.
It's upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Yeah. And then what did you take up in college?
I took up marketing. Which is completely different from this, but it's actually
it makes sense though. You know how to package yourself. You know how to do the video. Was there any marketing inspiration on that, or did you pull any tricks from your marketing background?
Actually, maybe it changed the way I think and like approach things in terms of marketing myself as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it helped actually.
Are you pursuing your degree now? Are you in the marketing field?
I'm actually not in the marketing field, but I had marketing jobs before.
Okay.
Now I'm more in the music field.
Professionally, what do you do, Chris?
Professionally, I work as a content team member at Ditto Music.
Okay.
It's just it's like a distributor.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Spotify. Or I'm sorry.
So basically, if you're an artist and you want to get your music on Spotify or Apple, you just send us your music and then we kind of like quality check it.
Okay.
And then we put it up on the stores.
All right. Lester, do you remember who used to do this kind of job? Who's similar? Was also a guest here on Spill the Beans. See Bob Ikarma.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Bob Ikarma. She also very similar to that job. Can we pull up the? Is it okay if we check out the company?
Sure, yeah. If we click where my work is, Ditto Music Philippines.
There.
That's
you
our
go.
Instagram page.
Okay. So for any aspiring artist, can they approach?
Yeah, it's only actually. I feel like I'm going to market our company. It's only 249 pesos a year.
Yes.
You can upload unlimited songs.
You can upload unlimited songs. Yeah. And then when they... I'm sorry. Tito will ask because Tito can't understand the digital world so clearly now. For that amount, they can upload and then you guys distribute to other platforms?
Yeah. There's a bunch of platforms we distribute to. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. What else is there? Apple and Spotify.
If anyone signs with you guys, they have to be exclusive to your company.
Actually, we really support independent artists.
Okay.
So the artists will get most of the profit.
Okay.
I think 100%.
100%.
Depending on if they're a signed artist with us, maybe it's a little different. But for the subscription clients, which is like the average person that uploads,
mm-hmm.
they get to keep everything.
Okay. Parang it's more of management. The aspect of the business is really more on managing the content.
Content, yeah. Okay. We also specialize. We have a couple artists.
All right. You know, the reason I'm asking because I'm planning to develop one of our artists. See Rhea, the one who vlogs, she also sings.
Okay.
So I was thinking of producing an album for her.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, just to help her channel as well, because mm-hmm. she also has a startup YouTube channel. Can we pull that up, Lester? And can we just look up how many subscribers na ba si Rhea? And I don't know if she has content. Wow, it's all Teddy Sage. Grabe. Oh. Promotion, huh? But here, she has her own content
here. 366 subscribers.
Okay, 366. And I think right now, very similar to Chris, there's only two videos that are uploaded. So that's what we're planning to do. And it's very, very timely. You're talking about your company.
Yeah.
We're thinking of producing an album for her.
Do you produce music as well?
Not really.
Okay.
Anyway, Tito Paulo, stop it first with all your endeavors. So, because I really want to watch the second video of Chris, but we'll listen to the live rendition first.
Yes, live rendition.
Live rendition?
Yes, okay, of sure. What's the title of this one?
This one's called Ink and Paper.
Ink and Paper.
It's the first song I had on Spotify.
All right. Yeah. Sige, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris. Ink and Paper.
Restless nights, pen in hand, searching for a reason to believe again. Ink and paper fight, scribbled plans, what to write with these calloused hands. They won't let me off easy now. Don't let me off easy now. Inspiration strikes no matter what you planned. I drop it all to catch it in my hands. Madness fights with this tired man. An early morning night for me again. They won't let me off easy now. Don't let me off easy now. Do you know what you do to me? Without you I'm lost with what to be. So I string a melody to help find me, and the lyrics paint all that I see. Chasing a dream to get me through. Cause this whole life is on you. So follow your heart and stay true. Cause that will be what makes or breaks you. They won't let me off easy now. Don't let me off easy now. Do you know what you do to me? Without you I'm lost with what to be. So I string a melody to help find me, and the lyrics paint all that I see.
Yes.
Wow, you're good.
Thank you
so much. You're very good.
Thank you so much.
I love your content. Wait, I need to, I'm speechless. But,
I appreciate that.
Okay, sige, let's go to the IG profile first.
Oh, there's my Spotify. Nice.
Oh, there was three. What do you want to discuss first? Tito Paolo's not so familiar with Spotify.
Maybe we can show, can we show just the profile page?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Spotify?
Yes, Spotify. Okay. So primary that you want them to follow is Spotify.
Spotify would be the best, yeah.
All right. So Lester, I'll let you discuss Spotify. How does Spotify work? But explain it to Tito Paolo.
So for the new generation right now, explain ko lang yung old generation sanay tayo sa mga MP3s.
Wala na kami maintindihan because it's all Tagalog.
The older generation, we are used to the MP3s.
Para malungkot ka.
No.
Are you happy?
I'm just thinking of the way to get out of this way.
Thinking of the way to get out of this way. Okay.
So now there's called a Spotify na you can stream music in a subscription base.
Stream music na subscription base. So it's like the Netflix of music.
Yeah. So you don't have to buy albums in separate.
Because you know, back in the day, I buy CDs.
CD. It's very expensive, right?
No, and it's also very, I can't place it anywhere anymore. Yes. I have to get storage. Yes. So now there's no more storage.
There's no more storage, I think.
Yes. So what's the advantage, sir, of Spotify?
The advantage of Spotify, you can access it anywhere you want it.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
Oh, and then is there also the subscription? Are there ads here? May ads pa to, Lester?
I guess if you're not going to subscribe on their platform, parang meron silang free version, so there's an ad.
So for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, ayan na, you guys can see it. It's on Spotify there. It's Chris Santa Romana. And you can, what do you do, Lester? Do you subscribe?
You can follow Chris Santa Romana sa Spotify niya. Kasi merong mga account na pwedeng i-follow.
Okay.
So if meron kayong favorite, if you have a favorite artist or singer, pwede niyo sila i-follow para...
I have to admit, I'm very new on Spotify. I just downloaded it last week, I think, or a month ago. Yes. End of November. I just downloaded it. So I'll follow Chris. And for all the memory keepers and future subscribers, I hope nakuha niyo yung explanation ni Lester. Sabi niya, i-follow niyo na lang. Yeah. Download Spotify and then you just click follow. Yes. May like ba to? May mga like? May share? Mga ganun ba?
Meron yatang like eh. Parang...
Oh, the heart, right?
Nako, Lester, yeah.
Hindi rin ako sure, pero sa Spotify yata, meron silang heart na version, which is, pag hinart mo yung music nila, mapupunta siya sa playlist mo.
Okay. Is there also contact details sa Spotify? Kagaya ba sa YouTube, sa Instagram? Are there contact details here? Like, if someone heard your music and they, just like us, were interested, they want to get in touch with you, are there contact details on Spotify?
There's an about section, which links to my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
It's next to overview.
About.
Yeah.
I see the marketing background. This is here? Is this BGC or is this somewhere else?
Yeah, there's like both shots are actually in BGC.
Is this your girlfriend?
Oh, no, it's a friend of mine.
It looks professionally made.
Thank you. All right.
So if there are any startup producers out there or anyone who's producing any kind of content, if you want original music, there's the details of Chris. Because alam niyo naman sa mga content creators, bawal na tayo gumamit ng anything that has copyright.
Yes.
So if you guys are interested in making or accompanying your very beautiful visuals with great audio, the songs of Chris are available. How many songs are on Spotify?
For now, just two, but
there's
I have a lot more.
All right.
I've written already.
There's two very good songs. And more are coming. Lester, pwede ka nagsa Spotify?
Nakikinig lang ako.
Nakikinig
just,
lang.
Just listening on the great artists like Chris Santaromano.
Ay, mga buskers ba? They, most of them have Spotify accounts.
Actually, I'm not sure. I know a couple of them do.
All
they
right.
have like their original songs up there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So how did you start, for the Memory Keepers and the future subscribers, how we got to know Chris, as I said in the beginning of the podcast, is that we met him on the, what's that, Lester?
Busker's
Night in Casa Bamboo. So Chris, how did you start busking?
And actually, I started seeing buskers 2016 when I moved here, just on High Street.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I wanted to do it. But I could never find the time or just get around to it. So I applied this year. And then I actually got in. And then I've been busking at Uptown Mall.
Oh, all right. Where in Uptown?
In front of Xylo, usually.
Where is this Xylo?
Oh, Xylo.
Where is Lester? Please
it's near
tell
Denny's.
Tito. Near Denny's. Yeah.
In front of Starbucks, ba?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So if they want to see you... if they want to see Chris Santaromana, is there a schedule on when you busk?
Oh, I actually haven't made a schedule yet because I'm busy with work, but I'll just put it on my Instagram.
Okay, so if you want to follow and if you want to see Chris perform, he'll put it on his Instagram and then you guys can check at any time. The Instagram page is Chris Santaromana, Chris Santaromana _. So on the Facebook, how do you what's the name on Facebook as well?
It's the same, Chris Santaromana.
Okay,
there we go. I was thinking if I should get an artist name, but I can't think of a good one, so
we can help you with that. We can just ask them to comment and then they'll come up with the craziest ideas. Yeah, if you guys want to give Chris an artist name, parang pen name to for mga writers eh. If you want to give him an artist name, you guys just comment down below. So I think Chris has one more song back. Chris, is there still one more song that you'd like to perform?
I have a cover. Is that okay if I play it?
Yeah.
All right.
Send me your location. Focus on communicating, 'cause I just need a time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. To be young and in love in New York City. Know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight in a morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. From the first time, stay for a long time. I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. Cause I just need a time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need no one else but you.
Kailangan talaga natin ang clapping
sound
dyan sa inyong L12. It's good. Chris, just for the non-musicians,
yeah.
Because right now I'm looking at all your equipment. Can you explain to us why you have a laptop? What's this thing to your right? What's this thing that's near me? How does that help your music?
Sure. So when I busk, I usually just play with my iPhone and just plug it in directly to the amplifier.
Okay.
But here, this is playing like the backing track.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a minus one.
I'm sorry, what do you call this one? This one.
This is a MIDI keyboard.
All right.
It's basically like a piano.
Ah.
So each note here is a different word. You have to use the program for that. But basically, this controls a computer.
Okay.
And then this is the interface.
All right.
Which you need to plug into your computer so that it like connects and makes sound.
Okay.
And that's plugged into the mixer over there.
Wow. Well, the digital age has arrived. Music used to be very simple. An amplifier, a guitar, and then that's it. You go to a studio or you just play an acoustic guitar. Now everything is... There's a computer. There's things that I don't recognize and more things that I don't recognize. So right now for the future subscribers, please subscribe. But the memory keepers, at least you guys have an idea on how you can change things up if you do want to play music. Or if you're a musician and you want to change things up, here's an idea. Right, Lester?
Yes.
Okay, see, Chris, I hope we can have you again, especially by next year. When projects start to roll, we'd love to have a sit down with you. All right.
I love that too. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. All right. So Lester, please, thank you, Chris. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Please follow Chris Antaromana on his Spotify, on his Twitter, on his Instagram, on his Facebook. And let's not forget, he does have a YouTube channel. For all the subscribers, the memory keepers, our clout is in YouTube. So please subscribe. And subscribe and watch the videos, please.
Yes. All so, right. Memory Keepers, we are done with another episode of Spill the Beans Podcast. So, I hope you guys like the episode. And if you do, please don't forget to click that subscribe button. Mm-hmm. And of course, the notification bell. So, para
malungkot ka na naman eh.
Nagugutom lang, Tito.
Nagugutom lang, okay.
So that you will be notified on the newest update or upload of Teddy Sage. And of course, kay Chris Santaromana rin.
Yes. We'll put all the links. We'll put all the links in the description box below.
And isa pa, announcement lang. We are also available on Spotify and Apple Podcast. So if you want to listen on the go, pwede nyo nang pakinggan ng Spill the Beans.
Oh nga, hindi mo na-mention yun sa beginning kanina. But
yes.
Thank you for mentioning it now.
Yes. So si Chris Santaromana, meron din siyang Spotify account.
Yes.
So if you want to listen on the two songs na meron na siya, you can do so. Follow lang kayo sa Chris Santaromana.
All right. So, Memory Keepers, once again, thank you for watching, Chris. Thank you very
thank you so much
for coming. Thank you for watching, Memory Keepers. And then we'll see you on the
next episode.
Bye, everyone. Bye.